Okay. Kachas aguf umidas bilti mesukonis mafriyos lakara sichlis. So the person's emotional quotient, his understanding, etc., affects how he understands things intellectually. We understand shoychat. We understand that, you know, that people because of their attitudes, bias, desires, etc., perceive in a certain way. Okay, so that's not our kiddush. So chidushom shel chachma Yisrael mi beis mejoshes shel Avraham Avinu. What we're adding right now, shel chachma mitzvos megim rak ele kiddushes aguf. It's not just that it's going to be a mafriya, but Adarab, the goof is the vehicle of understanding, and you need to be matar your instruments, otherwise you can't get the chokhmah. Chokhmah zaka brura shema meshuta v'sechel v'machush. So true understanding is only requires a level of, it should be not only intellectual, but it should be something which a person can experience b'chush, which that keli for that is the goof. If I had not done the milah, mehechem ha'yikras baruch nigla alai. Vayira alav Hashem. The version would not have come to him. Had he not done the milah, means the milah, the kedusha the goof was a prerequisite to the gilui of understanding of a kadosh baruch. Tzadik tikkun milah l'sharam. Shlei omer keitzer ha'yikras baruch nigla alai, but mehechem. It's not how, but it's from where. Climber. A gilui ball of a milah l'sharam.
So let's say it like this. You know, there's a famous shikul that came from time. It says feltoch and hasbora, feltoch and habon. Right? You can't explain it, means you can't. You don't really understand it. So that memra is true to a certain extent. To a certain extent, it's not correct. People apply it to situations which are wrong. Like, okay, what is love? Well, I can't explain love to you. Oh, you don't understand what love is. Because you can't explain it, you don't understand. That's not true. We understand the concept of love is something, because Badafka is something which requires an emotional element, requires the chushim of the goof, etc., to relate to it. It's Badafka is something you cannot explain. But Adarab, you only truly understand, if I just explain love to you, you don't understand what it is. It's only when you experience love that you understand what love is. So I can sit there and, you know, try and explain the concept, and I don't truly understand that. So Revolva, what we're saying is that all chokhma, the chokhma which we are supposed to absorb in this world, has that element also. So like when Chazal said that a person who says ein loy l'tara, a filatara ein loy, he doesn't see that he needs to take the Torah he's learning and find some way to express it into life. He doesn't really understand the Torah either. Torah is this is tarskai. It's how to live. So if you don't see how the Torah is infecting your life and it's impacting your life and it's giving you hadracha how to live, you don't really get the Torah. I would say a crude muscle. Right? Michel Salantu says that a person learns Baba Kama and doesn't become more Zohar in how he relates to somebody else's mominess, didn't really learn Baba Kama. Like, well, he knows all the halakhas, he can tell you all the Shibbat Torah, he understands everything. But if the Torah didn't, if he didn't absorb it to the point that it affects his way, how he thinks about the world and how he relates to the world, how he relates to somebody else's possessions, understand that somebody else's possessions is fire, he didn't get Baba Kama. He didn't really absorb Baba Kama. He doesn't really get it. So he's saying, when you get to the point that your goof is Kaddish, which means that the goof is Kaddish, the Havada Siklis helps you relate differently and feel differently. I what was it, the Maisa they say with the Kedusha Rim? So Sotemis says that one time, Kedusha Rim's house was an open house, people were coming in and out. So at one point in time, some of the silver was stolen by one of the guests. So they, they're looking for it afterwards. They were wondering what happened to it. And somebody suggested that maybe this guest had taken the silver. So Sotemis said that the Kedusha Rim gave a shrine. We can design. He says, you can't steal. He says, I had a hargosha at that moment as if there was a wall. That the words were so powerful upon me that I felt like there was a wall between me and the Geneva. So it's a push impossible to steal. How can you steal? That's what's supposed to happen to you after you learn Baba Kama. But if all Baba Kama does is it comes to Shikol Torah, you didn't really understand Baba Kama. You don't really, really get the depth of what these dinim are. But a person who learns Baba Kama, at the same time, there's a Kedusha Guf developing in him, and he walks away with this tremendously great heightened awareness and sensitivity to the concept of somebody's possessions, and so you don't really understand. You don't really understand something unless there's other elements also. So it's not just the hasbara that gives you the havana; it's the experience which gives you the havana.
So he's saying that only comes if a person has a good kaddish.
That's a process of avoidance, of allowing the words of Torah to define you. So that's a kedusha which we're developing over here. He's saying, if I didn't make my goof kodesh, I don't have the, I don't mehecha. I don't have the instrument which allows me to understand the Hashem. Every word of Torah is a rush of talking. It's not Bai, it's not Rav. It's a rush of talking. I don't hear Rav talking. I hear Bai and Rav talking. Well, I do hear Rav talking. If I'm becoming more attuned, I'm taking the element of the goof and the void of the goof, and I'm trying to mitar myself. I'm creating the vehicle within me, which I become now. I'm the radio wave. I'm the receiver, which allows the radio waves to be heard. I remember one time somebody came to Shiva. Shiva, the Shabbat say it their own way, So he asked him, Shiva asked him, what's he learning? He says, I'm doing Baba Kama. He says, the question is not if you're doing Baba Kama, is Baba Kama doing you? Is the question. That was the gifter's response, This other time somebody said he's doing Baba Kama and responded and said, if they asked him like Yakasha, talk to Lumi and not talk, whatever it was. So I didn't get there. So what do you mean you're learning Baba Kama? You're learning a lot Baba Kama. Plus you're learning Baba Kama. That was a different issue. By Rashiva, the guy's holding on top, whatever, I told you I had a chaver took a fahir from Rashiva on Baba Basra. The Rashiva's question, every question was a shaila. And there's a diak and a Rashbam somewhere in the Masechta which will answer the shaila. Where is the diak and Rashbam in the Masechta to answer the shaila? That was the fahir that he gave him. He says, "Learn more Rashbam." He didn't want to. He says, "Fine." So he's learning more Rashbam. That was. That's
Did he cast fahir?
Yes, he did.
Oh, well, that's It's very impressive.
The person is like a very impressive person. The person will finish Shas being before his cousin, so. I mean, we were called Bikiyasnik because, you know, we didn't do an old choice. But, you know, that level of knowledge of Shas before his cousin is fine. It's okay. Okay. So Masin Hashem ain't any rock the fight says a good fellow gamble catcher. The Hargish Noyam Ruchani, the goof I came a mitzvah. The Hebel the Ruchani's pull us a goof, Kakilo Mishtiab here to the Zen. We want to relate to the world differently. Look along the Megillas. We're not getting there.
When he says Medina de Gufa Gemara, he means for all the halachas of the Talmud Chacham. All of them.
More doesn't call maybe. Come on, there on the Talmud Chacham.
In this particular situation,
so, I mean, the more is defining a Talmud Chacham as somebody that you're not going to because his Gufa is Kaddish. It means the more is stupid Stam Talmud Chacham of the Gemara is somebody that you can assume this concept about. Okay. Look how the Megillah says. Just don't worry about it. I'm not asking you to do this. We're not all getting there. But you need to know what it's supposed to look like. You need to know what a human being could be. The person's different. The same idea with the Balatanya, that, you know, when they had the different alilas about the Balatanya, so the Russian soldiers came to take the Balatanya one time. He was after David, he was wearing his tefillin, and the soldiers froze; they couldn't touch him. So one of the Chassidim said, you know, it's a Rebbe Shemayfis. He says, Rebbe Shemayfis, a hidden Rebbe Shemayfis, a hair, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, but you're a Mecca. El Tzilin Shem Reish. So, Chassid said, the Rebbe's over the Chulikin, you know. Yesterday, they beat me up with my Tzilin on, you know, like, you know. So he said, the Rebbe said, the Gemara says, the Gemara said, El Tzilin Shabarosh. Says there's a certain mention where the tefillin alarosh. That talk of the garment not nisbal. You wear the tefillin shabirosh. You absorb it in, then talk of the garment is nisbal. That's what the Rebbe said. So I think that talk of Rebbe Shemayf. They should have the talk of being able to absorb it. Okay. So before we do the next piece, you know, you understand why at that point, if a person taka reaches that madrega, we have a tremendous derech eretz to the instincts of a talmud chacham. Because at this point in time, his being is vibrating on the frequency of Torah. So his instincts are Torah. Okay, mama oyd yesh lisbarin and bevira gadol shayim akipurim asherubach niskanal shakikalnu gufeno yerech atayim. We talk about the cheshdon for that. Bimut aleiv, bitis vasayim, gilarayis, dibrepeh, hira aleiv, bidipeh, chesik yad, tipshus peh, tumas vasayim, kapa shoychad, loshon hara, tias goren, sikir oyen, tias ses vaseinu, b'nam ramayis, b'alzus metzav. Man, right? B'tzaras ayin, b'kalus roish, b'kashus erev, risen reglaim lahara, tumas yad, timon leiva. So the point is that we're not just saying we did a meiris. What what we're copying the al-chait is that our lotion is not good, our reglaim are not good, our reglaim are not functioning properly. Dovid Melch says that, you know, every single day I woke up, I made a cheshbon I have to take care of, my reglaim took me to base the marriage. And by us, there's reasons to reglaim the hora. Right? To go to base marriage is to learn, no, you make a decision, you go. But to go to something else, the feet seem to go on their own. There's something wrong with our feet. Right? That's what we're grappling with. That our peh, our goof, it's not just the veira, it's the negative impact or the lack of positive impact that we're supposed to change our goof. We didn't do it. We left our goof as goofly.
Gave you the right to this meeting.
Now, it's not my kaima, which is it's my berach, which is kareya to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's me. No, my berach is kareya. We can, the Russian created a vehicle called Torah, which changes who we are.
So what we're saying even before we actually reach it,
we're saying that there's a process of his burdenness in the Gedulas Hashem that should impact us to the point that parts of our being should, we should be able to reach a point where we're Biden in the Alpha Alophim and the Riva Revolver is Tobish. You see, I'm saying, the reaction should be so powerful. It's not just my mouth, which is my mind, which is singing. It should be my mouth is going to sing. So it means we have a vehicle to touch on that. Which is Shiras Nishmas. Maybe I'm in a certain mode, like a crude marshal, like when a person in a state of ecstasy, his feet dance. He doesn't think about his feet dancing. His feet dance because I'm so nisraimim that my feet. What is with my feet? It's my heart. It's my mind. But it expresses myself in the body. Expresses it. You know, we're not this, you know, intellectual whatever. We are very connected. So the Bereshit gave us the vehicle to do that, to do that to the point where the body becomes the vehicle expressing good things. Okay. Alabas number kikain hand of Merkava. Shaitamin b'chol gufa b'matzazet. So that means the Madera Merkava means their being represented Shekhinah on the Bria. They held the Shekhinah. Means they're always in that matzah. Amos Shabbeinu l'mishlam misaber and chazal shenishmasa l'rotz alazav es gufa kodesh. The Yaakov Shemayni, the Medrash at the end of Sefer Devarim. Shemayni Rosh Alalim. Yasani Shata Elokav Kol Ruchais Bata Brasani Bata Yisatani Bata Nisatani Begufa Shal Moshe Kuf Hafshana Esh Yesh Guf Tor Bar Elam Yosem Begufa Shal Moshe Kenan Nia Heves Yisoy Beni Roitz Alot Az Amen Vav Shekash Baruch Yiftiach L'Nashama Shiala Yisoy L'Shmei HaShemayim HaYoyanim Omda B'Shalo Hani Chenim Begufa Shal Moshe Atchanova Kash Baruch Yiftiach L'Nashama Shiala Yisoy L'Shmei HaShemayim. It's a mind-boggling thought. I don't know, we relate to that concept. Kol HaKadoshim HaRishonim HaKadoshim Zochel Kolecha the Darger Mishaloi Dush Zaguf. Anachdu Ulay Vulay Rega Bechayim Nizkele Hargasha Kazu Bezeh Kedai Lichyos Avur Rega Zeh Kios Neda Mai Kedusha Umay Yitah. That moment you feel that, you say, "Wow, there's a whole another level of existence." And there was
I don't know that that's
Marsha's outside. Marsha, I mean, when you saw him, you know, Marsha's face, there was a shine on Marsha's face. I mean, the puzzle, there was a, the man was Kodesh. You saw it. There was a mice in Cleveland when Marsha was nifted that one of the reformer conservative synagogues asked Rabbi Feitman, who was in Cleveland then, to speak about Rabbi Moshe, because they heard Rabbi Feinstein. Rabbi Feinstein, the big one, the funeral, they don't think about Rabbi Feinstein, they should speak about him. So he went to give the gift and told him he should go speak to them. And he brought in a portrait of Rabbi Moshe, a big portrait, and he put it on an easel and said, "He's Rabbi Moshe." One of the people there became Frum. She's just looking at a picture, inspired her. This woman eventually became, you know, started the process of becoming Frum. Looking at a picture of Moshe. I saw Moshe. I'm telling you, I can't describe it to you. There was a person who wrote this vitriolic diatribe against Moshe. That, you know, that Moshe's return to Shulbuk, he's in the game, but Dover, etc. It was like pushing, you couldn't read it. It was like, it was horrendous to read. And I remember my you know, reaction to the piece was, the oldest person has done is made a public declaration of how lonely he is. That he's so lonely, he can't dream of the Kedusha of Rav Moshe. So he just draws Rav Moshe down to his level and believes that Rav Moshe is functioning just like him, and he would, in this situation, do da 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 da. Therefore, he assumes everybody else is doing da 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 da. That's all he's done. Kol Pesim Amolim Pesim. So that was my reaction to the piece. But you saw Rav Moshe, and you saw a whole different breed. He said, and, you know, it was an extraordinary thing to see. I have my brother-in-law in Baltimore. His shmir learned by the Chabad Chaim. The shmir was a litvak, gor litvak. I mean, mamish. You couldn't get a mice out of him. I guess for mice, Chabad Chaim, Michelenter. That was, you know, talking, learning anywhere in Shas. No problem. You know, we talked and learning. Mice you couldn't get. One time his daughter asked him, "Is the picture of the Chabad Chaim real?" He says, "There's no picture in the world which captures the Chabad Chaim, what he looked like, because the Chabad Chaim had a glow in his face." This is a litvak talking. You cannot capture that in a picture. So what we saw where the Chabad Chaim looked and what you see in the picture are no shot. Because what we saw the glow. That's what he said. So you saw that in your life. You realize there's a whole other level of existence.